If you're one of the nearly 7 million people who plays Words with Friends every day, you know that's the sound of tiles popping up on your virtual letter rack in this addictive Scrabble knockoff. How addictive? Ask actor Alec Baldwin, who infamously got kicked off an American Airlines flight in December when he refused to stop playing the game. He was asked about that at the Screen Actors Guild Awards.
I am still playing Words with Friends, I am, yes. But now on Virgin Atlantic. No.
Why is this game so addictive and, more important, how can we win? William Spaniel has put a lot of thought into that. He's written a few books on the topic. He's a PhD student at the University of Rochester's Department of Political Science. He uses concepts from game theory when playing Words with Friends. He joins us from WXXI in Rochester. And, William, for the uninitiated, how is Words with Friends different from Scrabble?
Well, it very much is a Scrabble-based game, but the placements of the bonus squares, so the double word and the triple word and the triple letter and the triple or the double letter spaces, all really matter in the way that you can play around them and play defensively with them and also go on the attack with them. They are very similar games in the way that you're using words and constructing words, but the offense-defense mechanics of the games actually do have a little bit of a difference there.
Okay, well, we'll find out more. But how do you use game theory in approaching this?
First, you need to be aware of Words with Friends being what we call a zero-sum game. Basically, whatever's good for me and whatever's bad for you, or diametrically opposed.
All right.
And so that matters in things like thinking about, what do you want to do? Do you want to maximize your score? Some people think that you want to just score the highest amount of points possible. But your goal in the game shouldn't be to score as many points as you can, but rather maximize the difference between your score and your opponent's score. It's much better for me to finish with 300 points and you to finish with 250 points than for me to score 350 points but lose the game to your 400 points. And the other thing I like to emphasize that really carries over from game theory is this concept called backward induction. So the idea with backward induction is that we really should be thinking about the future and what will happen in the future and then work our way backward from those future states, take actions in the present that will lead to these good outcomes in the future.
Let me see if I can apply that practically, everything we've just heard. I'm hearing everything you're saying, and the thought bubble above my head is, I have a J that's worth 10 points. I want to use my J.
One of the key things to memorize are the two-letter words, because you can do a lot of funky things with those things. One nice word that pretty much only exists in the land of Words with Friends is Joe, J-O, which allows you to easily use that J tile in conjunction with just a single vowel, that letter O.
What does the word J-O mean? What is that?
I believe it is a way of referring to a young lady in some ancient English language or version of English.
Okay, I'll go with it.
So having those sorts of words memorized. So there's Joe, J-O. For your Q, it's important that you know Chi, Q-I. And for your Z, it's important you know the word Za, Z-A.
And by the way, what's Za?
Za, I have no idea. I was hoping you would not ask me that. I can tell you what qi is. Qi is the Chinese energy.
Sure. And there's an xi too, isn't there?
Yeah. So if you can get za, qi, and zhou down, the next strings that you should memorize are the x's. There is a two-letter word for every vowel that's in the game. So ignoring the y, a, e, I, o, and u.
And by the way, za, za, it's the 11th letter of the Arabic alphabet, but everybody knows that.
Of course.
Okay. We've got H-O-G right there in the middle. It's H is 3 points, O, one, G, three. So there's a little 7-point word right in the middle of the board. You go ahead, William Spaniel. Have your way with that.
I'm going to play sh right on top of the H and the O. So sh is spelled just S-H. And so we're actually using sh twice. We have sh vertically and sh horizontally, as well as ho, H-O, vertically. And that allows me to take advantage of the S and the H both twice.
And take my O away so I don't have it from my J, J-O. What am I supposed to do with this? Oh, wait. There's a G still free at the end of hog, and so I dangled an I and a G beneath it for gig.
That would get you, let's see, 13 points.
So, William, how addictive is this? How much do you play?
I think right now I have about 12 games going with different players.
And I'm guessing that there are people who won't want to play with you. I mean, I hear you have 100-point words, you know, that it can be disheartening.
Yeah, but, you know, I do like to show my friends and teach them where I can. One of the things that I stress and talk a lot about in the book is the triple letter, triple word corridors. So mm-hmm. if you look at each corner of the board, there's a triple, or actually two triple word spaces near those corners. Mm-hmm. And a few tiles away from there, you have triple letter spaces. And really, that's where the majority of this game is played, because you can make one mistake around those areas, or you can make one really great play on those areas, and that will single-handedly change the entire interaction of the game. So the example that I start with, I was sitting in a coffee shop with my girlfriend. I busted out my iPod and we started playing. And she left a corridor open and I played Jute on it, J-U-T-E, with the J on the triple letter space. So that gets me 10 for the J times 3, 30, plus 2 for the U, 1 for the T, 1 for the E. That gets you to 34. Multiply that by 3. And what are you at there? You're at 102 points.
Are you still dating?
Yes, we are still dating. But, you know, after I just showed her even that one simple thing, avoiding giving your opponent access to these triple letter, triple word corridors, she immediately turned the tide. And, you know, for a long time, she had a lead in the overall series. We've been keeping track of the score ever since we started that.
Okay, so I have some new letters here on my rack, because mm-hmm. I put a couple in, and you should see the word gig there.
Right.
Okay, so go again.
I'm going to take advantage of some of the silliness that you learn if you've played this game long enough. The word ho, played vertically, is catacorner from a triple letter tile. And so I'm going to access that space, that triple letter space, by playing O above the H in ho to create oho. Oh. And then
that
I'm going to play.
It is not a word.
It is too. and then I'm going to play an F next to that O. So the F is going to go on the triple letter space.
You're doing the word of.
Of, yes. But it's worth 18 points.
All right. But by the way, you know, when I said that is not a word, one of your books is the Words with Friends Ultimate Bingo Builder, which finds words based on your letters.
Yeah, so there's various different ways you can sort of cheat.
Well, you and are.
I am not doing it. I'm just enabling it, which probably is just as bad, if not worse. But basically what you do is you take the letters in your rack, you sort them alphabetically, and you use a search function, because this is an electronic book. And out will pop all of the 7 and 8 letter combinations that you can form using the 7 letters in your rack.
Okay. W, E, D, G, Y. I'm going off the G at the end of gig, and I'm doing wedgie. And you know what? We just looked it up on your cheat site. And it doesn't really, it gives me 3, 7, 3, 13.
I do have a bingo. I did not have to look it up.
You have a bingo?
Yeah, this one was fairly easy for me to figure out. I'm going to play sheared.
Oh. Are you doing your whole rack? I quit.
So that was 58 points.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, okay, I give, William Spaniel. And what would you say to people who are listening to this and thinking, what's the attraction of it?
I just really enjoy the pass and play nature of the game, because you can play against friends from across the country. So there's that attraction, but also it's just really accessible. You know, play whenever you want. You don't even have to pay anything to do it.
Well, and you can get guidance from William Spaniel's books. He's a PhD student at the University of Rochester's Department of Political Science, author of several Kindle books, including The Words with Friends Ultimate Strategy Guide. William, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.